When Central Illinois learned that a 9-year-old boy was accused of setting a fire that killed 5 people in Goodfield, many people asked the same question. Can you charge a kid with murder when he's that age? Yes, you can, but whether you should is another matter. Woodford County State's Attorney Greg Minger says it wasn't an easy decision, but he stood by it this week as the boy made his first court appearance in Woodford County. WGLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Elizabeth Clark of the Juvenile Justice Initiative based in Evanston. She says it's a tragic case made even more shocking by the unusual charge.
It's just out of line to charge a child so young on the criminal side of the juvenile court. Completely out of line with other developed countries, completely out of line with the world consensus on what's fundamentally fair for children. This is just unheard of and shocking.
So what other options would the Woodford County State's Attorney have had?
The international consensus is that children under the age of 14 lack the mental capacity to be held criminally responsible. And that's because their brains haven't fully matured. They're still impulsive. It's just by definition, neurologically, they're not old enough to understand. I think that came through in some of the reporting with the child not understanding some of the legal terms, for example, alleged and so forth. And if they can't understand, then they can't make the kind of participate and make the legal decisions that are necessary to participate in a criminal proceeding. So it's a worldwide consensus that young children who end up in conflict with the law should be given services, not sanctions. So the court should do everything they can to look at the case individually and see what led to the issue and what can be done to restore the youth and the community to the extent possible and help everyone to move on.
So if the boy is too young for a criminal prosecution, as you've just laid out, what other options would exist for a county like Woodford County to pursue some sort of treatment or services or to put this child in some sort of different environment than they were before?
The juvenile court has always been divided into two sides. You have a child welfare side for young children and also for children who are abused and neglected. And you have another side of the court that's the delinquency or the so-called criminal side. And those two sides of the court are there for a reason, in part because you want to be able to offer protections and resources and services to young children who find themselves in some kind of trouble or difficulty. And you also want the other side of the court, the delinquency side, is for a limited form of culpability, but also rehabilitation. This kid is just too young for that kind of culpability determination, so should have entered the court through the child welfare side.
And does that side, the child welfare track, provide options for requiring psychological treatment services, those types of things?
It entails everything that the other side has. It just doesn't have the punishment. So it doesn't have the option of probation or detention, but it has all of the resources. But both sides have as many resources as the court and the community can imagine for services.
The state's attorney in this instance would have some discretion, right? It's not like the statute was forcing his hand on a murder charge, right? I mean, it sounds like from what you're saying, he did have the discretion to do something else, and he chose this route.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and it's getting the press it is because it is such an extraordinary and unusual route to choose with a child so young.
You know, I'm a layman here. I think a lot of our listeners are not plugged into the daily machinations of juvenile justice. They don't know case history. I don't know case history necessarily. So this is unusual, right? We're not just making that up, that this is an unusual charging decision for a boy this age.
It's thankfully unusual in the U.S. It's unheard of in the rest of the developed world. I mean, shocking and unheard of in the rest of the world. But yes, absolutely unusual in the U.S. The interesting thing is the U.S. has all of the research, all of the neurological brain development research that shows that children are not capable of comprehending legal concepts, are not, their brains are not fully developed so that they can be held fully like an adult, culpable for their actions. I mean, there's a reason we don't let children under the age of 16 drive cars. We just raised the age of tobacco to 21. There's a reason that we set these higher age limits, and it's because children's brains are not fully developed yet. But we just have to recognize this in terms of culpability as well as in terms of allowing them the privileges of adulthood.